This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. And here are some of the headlines from around the world today. Airstrikes rain down on Khartoum, with representatives of Sudan's warring factions meeting in Saudi Arabia for talks to prevent a humanitarian catastrophe as the fighting enters a fifth week. Pakistan's former Prime Minister Imran Khan arrives at his Lahore residence after being freed on bail following days of legal drama and nationwide riots over his arrest on corruption charges. The U.S.-Mexico border appears calm as tough asylum rules come into force, with senior officials in Washington expressing confidence that the new system will work. The director of Annunciation House in El Paso, Texas, Ruben Garcia, says the new rules might even act as a deterrent.
I also believe that as word spreads that you can no longer count on coming in, being processed and released, that practice, that phenomena is not going to be possible.
Israeli airstrikes batter the Gaza Strip in response to rocket fire from Palestinian militants as deadly fighting resumes after a calm night and despite efforts to secure a truce. Ghana's largest opposition party, the National Democratic Congress, votes in primaries to choose its presidential candidate for next year's election, with former leader John Mahama favored to win after his chief rival withdrew from the race. Voters in the West African state of Mauritania cast ballots in legislative and local elections that will serve as a key test ahead of a presidential poll next year. This is VOA News. Twitter has a new CEO. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
A veteran network executive leaving her job at NBC Universal expected to become the new CEO of Twitter. In the hours after Elon Musk announced that he had a new CEO for Twitter, NBC Universal's announced Linda Yaccarino, its chairwoman for global advertising, is leaving her job there. Yaccarino interviewed Musk on a Miami stage last month in front of hundreds of advertisers, and getting advertising back for Twitter will be a key priority. Musk has been running the company since he bought it last fall, but many of his new policies have been controversial and have prompted subscribers and advertisers to leave. I'm Jackie Quinn.
A firm in the U.S. state of Tennessee is refusing the government's request to recall millions of potentially dangerous airbag inflators. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
A Tennessee company, Arc Automotive, is heading for a legal battle with U.S. auto safety regulators after refusing a request to recall millions of potentially dangerous airbag inflators. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says ARC should recall 67 million inflators in the U.S. because they could explode and hurl shrapnel. At least two people have been killed in the U.S. and Canada. Six others have been hurt as a result of defective ARC inflators. ARC disputes any defects and says any problems are due to isolated manufacturing issues. The recall could cover nearly a quarter of the vehicles now on U.S. roadways. I'm Norman Hall.
Also in the U.S., the fight is on to save the California condor from extinction. The AP's Ed Donahue reports.
The iconic vulture with a 10-foot wingspan is facing the deadliest strain of avian influenza in U.S. history.
We have had, I believe, 20 condors already die of this disease in Arizona.
Dimitri Domerick at the Los Angeles Zoo says their breeding program is trying to boost the condor population. Condor keeper Chandra David says they have 9 newly hatched chicks.
You put down a tray of eggs and look at 10 or 15 or 20 as for this year, and you think all of these eggs are going to turn into California condors.
There are fewer than 350 condors in the wild.
I could be driving to work, and I really hope to look up in the skies one day and see a condor flying over and just say, oh my gosh, we work with that.
The condor looms large in California culture. One in flight is featured prominently on the state quarter. I'm Ed Donahue.
The United States could default on its debts by June 15th if lawmakers fail to agree on a deal to raise current limits on government spending, the Congressional Budget Office says. I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.